The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a lawyer who, to disconcert Jesus, stood up and said to him, "Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? What do you read there?" He replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered right," said Jesus. "Do this, and life is yours." But the man was anxious to justify himself, and he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, A man was once on his way down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of brigands. They took all he had, beat him, and then made off, leaving him half dead. Now, a priest happened to be traveling down the same road, but when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. In the same way, a Levite who came from to the place saw him and passed by the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion when he saw him. He went up and bandaged his wounds, pouring oil and wine on them. He then lifted him onto his mount, carried him to the inn, and looked after him. Next day, he took out 2 denarii and handed them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and on my way back, I will make good any extra expense you have." Which of these three do you think proved himself a neighbor to the man who fell into the brigand's hands? "The one who took pity on him," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same yourself." The Gospel of the Lord.
Even in our very quickly secularizing society, a society which is post-Christian, really, people still have an idea of what a good Samaritan is. And in a sense, this parable that Jesus tells has become part of our culture. You know, we have that organization, the Samaritans, that everybody knows about. And of course, it comes back to this. And because of that, we know the story. And we think the moral of the story is about being a kind and generous person who cares for other people. But I think actually there is much more to what Jesus is doing in the gospel today. So first of all, it is a lawyer who asks Jesus the question. Now, I know that there are some lawyers in the congregation, so don't worry, priests don't come out of this parable very well either. But it's important, okay? It's a lawyer, and a lawyer, that's a very respectable job. You have a place in society, and you know where you fit in. And then he asks, think about the question he asks, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" So not gain eternal life, not merit eternal life, or deserve eternal life, but inherit. On the whole, it is people who come from money who think about inheriting. And the point is, what we have here is a person who is very comfortable and who has a place in a very respectable world. And he knows the rules of that world. He knows that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart and all of that sort of thing. And probably he does all of that. Probably he does play by the rules. But then you see he asks the question, who is my neighbor? And of course behind that question is the assumption that if I can say this sort of person is my neighbor, I can also say that sort of person is not my neighbor. And so what he's saying to Jesus is, define the limits of who I should care about. I'm a good person, but you know, in moderation. I mean, let's not exaggerate. And in response, Jesus tells this story about the Good Samaritan. And as you know, from your scripture studies, the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. So if you want to get a handle on how challenging this story is that Jesus tells, here's a question for you. Who is the most odious person you can think of? Probably a politician, right? So it's Donald Trump, Nigel Farage, or perhaps it's Hillary Clinton or Jeremy Corbyn. Doesn't really matter. But imagine the conversation goes like this. Jesus, I'm a good person. I pay my taxes. I observe the speed limit. I give to charity now and again. And I'm even a member of a very respectable golf club. And then Jesus says, okay. And he turns around and tells you a story in which the virtuous protagonist, who is held up for your imitation, is the one politician that you despise the most. That's what's going on in the gospel. The parable that our Lord tells is shocking and disconcerting and borderline offensive. The story Jesus tells is supposed to rupture the lawyer's very comfortable worldview and where he thinks he fits in, and put a question mark over his whole value system. What Jesus is really saying is, you think you're a good person because you obey the rules of your tribe, but the world is so much bigger than your tribe. And here's the crux of the matter for us. We all have our tribes. I'm an Orthodox Catholic. I go to Mass on Sunday, and I avidly read everything that Joseph Ratzinger has ever published. I am a left-leaning Guardian reader, and I espouse all the right political values. I am a vegetarian, and I always recycle any plastic that I use, or whatever. When Jesus tells this parable, and he tells it to us today, the issue is not about which tribe we belong to, or which would be the better tribe to belong to. Rather, Jesus is saying, what he's doing is he's, wherever we are, or however we define ourselves, the Lord is shaking us and saying, what God has planned for you is bigger and better than just the rules of this or that particular tribe. God wants us to be fiercer and more authentic, to love more and better, and to be better and more noble and more beautiful than we could possibly imagine. That's what God wants for us, not to be trapped within the rules of our tribe. And finally, we should not be daunted by that challenge to be bigger and to be better. Because, of course, the real and the true Good Samaritan is Jesus, who finds us in our weakness with all our self-inflicted wounds, and who heals us by his sacrifice on the cross. And so then, with the help of this Good Samaritan, we can go beyond the rules of our tribe. We can be more and better. And we can, even in this life, begin to inherit eternal life.